Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, what crops are likely to be affected by this latest winter storm? Stephanie Ho from the USDA has more.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says immature corn may not survive the latest storm.
There's still a portion of the crop that has not even reached the denting stage, and that portion of the crop could be lost if it's too immature. For the crop that has at least dented, the amount of loss for that crop usually is fairly limited.
He adds that the cold air coming behind the storm may hit soybeans.
When it does get cold, especially after some wet weather, we could be seeing pod shattering type of conditions where you lose the pods as they burst open and the beans fall to the field.
And of course, there are other crops of concern.
Still trying to get almost 10% of the spring wheat out of the field. So we have a significant acreage still left to be harvested in Montana and North Dakota.
Other crops include
sugar beets and sunflowers. Harvest just getting underway for those crops, way behind schedule.
This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And finally, talks between the U.S. and China regarding trade this week in Washington, D.C. bring a renewed hope of progress. The American Farm Bureau Federation says farmers and ranchers need a resolution that removes tariffs on U.S. ag products. Dave Salmonson, the AFBF Senior Congressional Relations Director, said the talks are encouraging.
We're at a point where tariffs have continually escalated since basically spring of 2018, and I think both sides want to see if they can find a way out of this. So we're encouraged that this is going on. We hope they work hard to a conclusion.
Negotiators are mulling over a large list of issues, including forced technology transfer, intellectual property protection, and cybersecurity, along with ag trade. Salmonson says the escalating tariffs prompted China to reduce the amount of agricultural products purchased from the U.S.
A couple years ago, we were selling over $20 billion of U.S. ag products to China, and this year we're expected to sell about $7 billion. That's no slackening demand in China. They're buying more around the world, but they're buying less from us because of the tariffs. China really does not want to talk bigger issues. They want to focus on tariffs. So that's why I guess the two countries haven't quite come to an agreement yet. They have different expectations of these talks.
Salmonson says U.S. agriculture needs momentum in the talks that lead to the removal of the tariffs on ag products.
Several universities have USDA-sponsored decision tools, one at the University of Illinois and one developed by Texas A&M. So farmers can use either of those decision tools. We'll also crunch some numbers here at Farm Bureau to help farmers make that ARC and PLC decision.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Have a great weekend. We'll see you again on Monday.